Welcome to Storytime by Chava. Today's story is called Rabbi Yitzchak's Jewel. It was written by Rabbi Nassan Sherman. Rabbi Yitzchak and his wife lived in the French city of Troy. They were both very good Jews, but one thing made them both very sad. They did not have children. Rabbi Yitzchak made a living selling jewels to very rich men. His nicest jewel was a big blue sapphire. Rabbi Yitzchak told his wife, "If we can sell the sapphire, we will be able to help poor people with the money. But I feel so bad that we do not have children to spend the money on." One day, a stranger from a faraway city came to Rabbi Yitzchak's house. He said, "My master is the king. He sent me to buy your sapphire. He wants to use it as an eye for his idol. Here, I will give you 1,000 gold coins for your stone." Rabbi Yitzchak did not want his nice sapphire to be in an idol of Ajazara. He said, "I don't want to sell the sapphire." The man said, "My king will give you 2,000 gold pieces, even 3,000. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "I don't care how much money you want to pay. I don't want to sell." The man was very angry. "I warn you, the king will send soldiers to kill you. He wants the sapphire." Rabbi Yitzchak was afraid. Quickly he thought of a plan. He said, "All right, I will sell it to the king. I will go with you and bring it to the king myself." He wrapped up the sapphire and put it in his pocket. He packed his talis and tefillin and some kosher food. Rabbi Yitzchak and the man traveled to the river. They got on a boat to sail to the king's palace. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Do you see the sun? My sapphire is as bright as the sun. Do you see the water? My stone is bluer than the water. No one has ever seen such a beautiful stone." This was part of his plan. "Please, let me see the stone," said the man. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "No, I cannot show it to you. What if you lose it?" "I promise you, I will take good care of it," the man said. And the more Rabbi Yitzchak said no, the more the man begged him. Finally, Rabbi Yitzchak said, "All right, I will show it to you. Come with me." They walked over to the side of the boat. Rabbi Yitzchak looked this way. He looked that way. He made sure no one was watching. Then he reached into his pocket and took out a tiny package. He opened it and he gave the sapphire to the man. The man took the stone and held it in his hands. The sun's rays shone on the sapphire. It looked like fire. It sparkled. It was so beautiful that the man's eyes opened wide. He said, "Ah, Rabbi Yitzchak, you were right. Never has there been such a sapphire. It is more beautiful than the eyes of my king's idol. He will give you a big reward for it. You will be rich." "Please be careful," said Rabbi Yitzchak. "Now don't let anything happen to it. Now give it back to me." The man said, "Rabbi Yitzchak, I want to thank you for letting me see it and hold it. Here it is." Rabbi Yitzchak held out his hand and the man handed him the sapphire. Just then, Rabbi Yitzchak lost his balance and almost fell. He dropped the sapphire. It fell into the river. "No, no," screamed Rabbi Yitzchak. "My sapphire is lost. My beautiful jewel is gone. What will I do?" With that, Rabbi Yitzchak fell down in a faint. People crowded around and asked what had happened. The man told them. Everyone felt sorry for Rabbi Yitzchak. They poured water on his face. And he woke up and he began to cry. He felt so bad he couldn't stand up. Finally, the people helped him stand up. He looked at the water. He was very sad. The king's man was sad too. He said, "What will we tell the king? He will be very angry." Soon, the boat came to shore and all the people got off. The man took Rabbi Yitzchak to the king and told him what happened. The king was very angry. He shouted at the man, "Why did you ask to see the sapphire?" He shouted at Rabbi Yitzchak, "Why did you show it to him?" Rabbi Yitzchak cried and cried. He cried so much that the king felt sorry for him. The king said, I will not give you money for the sapphire that you lost, but I will give you money to buy some food and get back home." On the way back home, Rabbi Yitzchak did not cry. He had lost a valuable jewel, but he didn't care. He and his wife would always be happy that their sapphire did not become part of an idol. When he got back home, there was an old man waiting for him. It was Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu said, "Rabbi Yitzchak, Hashem knows that you dropped the sapphire on purpose, so it should not be the idol's eye. Hashem is very proud of you and your wife because you are such good people. Hashem will bless you with something that is worth more than thousands of gold coins. You will have a son whose Torah will light up the whole world." The next year, Rabbi Yitzchak and his wife had a baby boy. They named him Shlomo. When Shlomo grew up, he wanted to help all the Jews know the Torah better. He wrote comments to explain all the hard parts of the Torah. People saw what he wrote. They said, "This is so good. Who wrote it?" Others answered, "This was written by Rabbi Shlomo Yitzchaki. We call him Rashi because it's the Rosh HaTevis of his name." Now all Jews study Torah with Rashi. His words make the Torah sparkle even more than the sun.